Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories.
A massive infusion of funding. We're talking $1 million going towards making Steinway Street in Astoria a little bit safer.
Extra streetlights on the way here at Steinway between 30th and 34th Avenues. They'll be a welcome sight for Peter every morning.
In the morning is dark because I go to work at 3. I get up at 3, so I'm on the street at 4. It's dark.
The money will also go to raising the crosswalk between 30th and 31st Avenues, where there's already a mid-block traffic light. Kim hopes it'll help with pedestrian safety.
Especially the bikes, the motorbikes. I mean, they go through the lights, they go through, you know, stop signs, everything.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Astoria.
As we move into Halloween season, how about a spooky sleepover on the Intrepid? This sounds so cool. Tonight's the night for Operation Slumber. Kids ages 5 through 17 will be able to spend the night aboard the legendary aircraft carrier, Pier 85. They've got events all set up, a costume contest, flashlight tours of the flight deck, simulator rides, access to a brand new game room, the museum. Is debuting a little bit later this month. They're doing dinner, they're doing breakfast, sleeping bags on the flight deck. This just sounds so cool. Tonight's event, only the beginning, too. The Intrepid will continue with these Operation Slumber events through the end of the year and into 2026 with at least two nights per month scheduled. Check out intrepidmuseum.org to get all the info. Two women are dead this morning in Brooklyn after what looks like a subway surfing incident. The women's bodies found just after 3 a.m. On top of that, J Train, Broadway, and Marcy Street in Williamsburg. At this point, cops say this is a very active investigation. We do not yet know names, ages. Police also not speculating on what the women were doing on top of the subway train. But as you know, subway surfing, a increasingly common and extremely dangerous thing that some people do. Mayoral candidates are still slinging shots. Independent candidate Andrew Cuomo launching a new attack against Democratic candidate Zohran Mamdani.
You know, my opponent is just a shorter de Blasio.
Really hammering the point home that Mamdani is just like de Blasio. Cuomo comparing them for their proposed tax increases on millionaires, their plans to scale back gifted and talented.
De Blasio, no management experience whatsoever. Talked a lot, public advocate, politician, rhetoric, but never accomplished anything.
De Blasio has endorsed Mamdani for mayor. Mamdani says the slam on his height is silly. He says it's the sort of personal attack he associates with President Trump. He's also 5'11". Mamdani proposing eliminating the gifted and talented program for kindergartners and possibly older grades as well because he says there are racial disparities. Cuomo, Mamdani, and Republican candidate Curtis Lee were the final three candidates in the race. Early voting gets underway October 25th. Two men are dead after a shooting in the Jamaica section of Queens. Sources tell 1010 Winds this appears to be a murder-suicide. Here's what we know. Cops got the 911 call right around midnight. They arrived at this home on 116th Road. They found a 37-year-old man and a 41-year-old man, both with gunshots to the head, both pronounced dead. At this point, sources say this appears to be domestic violence. Police say their investigation does continue. The U.S. Supreme Court taking up a major new gun rights case when the new term begins on Monday. The case based out of Hawaii could impact cities like New York, which have banned guns from sensitive places like Times Square and the subway system. The court's new term starts Monday. Yeah. You may run into trouble with your Omni card this weekend. The MTA says they're upgrading the digital payment system, so you will not be able to buy or reload your Omni card. You still can use it if you have money on it, but you are out of luck if you need a new one or if you need to put more money on it. The MTA says this is another step towards phasing out the Metro cards at the end of this year. Earlier this week, the MTA board also made it a little bit more expensive. Starting in January, subways and buses go up to $3. If you love hard cider, today's your day in Brooklyn. It's Cider Feast, the celebration of everything hard cider and the delicious foods that go along with it. We talked to Jimmy Carboni, founder and producer.
The best way to experience it is to taste it. And what I love about this event is that I call it an industry-style tasting event. You basically have small pours of all the items, and you can go through and taste and learn about the different makers and the different styles of cider and find the ones that you really like.
And though it is mostly about drinks, he says they'll have some fun foods as well.
Between sausages, custom-made, and cider donuts, and you pair that with some good cider, that's kind of what Cider Feast is like to me.
Ooh, apple cider donuts, a little powdered sugar. Cider Feast runs today at Industry City, and it gets underway at noon. The countdown to Halloween is on. Staten Island says it is the spookiest borough, 65 haunted houses.
If you're looking for haunted hotspots with ghosts, ghouls, and spirits, look no further than Staten Island.
Everyone talks about Diker for Christmas, but at the end of the day, Halloween is here, Staten Island. Staten Island Haunted Houses is the hub for all of it.
John DiMaselli is the chief content creator for Staten Island Haunted Houses.
Pumpkin patches, trunk or treats. Restaurants have Halloween parties. It's not just about one day. It's about the entire spooky season, pretty much October 1st to October 31st.
And if you thought the toll getting here was scary, just wait until you walk into one of these haunted houses. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Huguenot, Staten Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.